Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Jim Cantarucci back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, now more than 10 years. How about that? A 10-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. He is one of the guys we turn to when we want to do a better job of working inside the four walls of our businesses, and he's got a bunch of other things he's got going on. But today we're going to talk about how to talk to our peeps, the people who talk to the most important people, our customers. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back as always. So, you know, I spend a lot of time on the show talking about engagement, keeping employees motivated and happy and engaged. And this is what you got on your mind today, isn't it?
Yeah, I picture the old commercials and advertisements, the Marlboro Man, you know, the cowboy on the plane,
yeah.
The quiet, strong type. That just doesn't work in today's world. We can't be that type of leader. We have to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And how you do it and when you do it is a very important piece of the puzzle.
Yeah. When you were saying that, I was thinking of Tom Landry, the football coach for the,
yeah.
for the Cowboys. Remember him?
Right.
there was another coach that one of the pro players, I don't remember which one it was, but he said when they were coming out to go play this big game, they said, "What did the coach say? Well, you know, what words of wisdom do you have for you?" He said, "Spit your chewing gum out. Flags on the right." That was all he said. You got to give people a little more feedback these days, don't you?
A little bit. And what's interesting, Jim, is it's not an old time or an age type of thing. I was watching the TV show Gold Rush. I don't know if you've ever seen it, where there are gold miners.
Yeah.
And there's a 20-year-old kid that's the leader of one of the groups, and they were questioning him about why he's so quiet all the time. And he said, "Well, I'll tell you if you do something wrong. If you don't hear from me, you must be doing everything right." Now, you know, that's a 20-year-old kid, so this
right.
isn't an old-timers kind of a thing or an old way.
Right.
Because he was taught that way, that's the way he believes it should work.
Mm.
But that disconnection with the folks that are doing the work on the front line causes a big problem in our businesses.
Well,
we want to avoid
here's maybe one thing to think about. You know, when we talk about your brand, you know, I've told people for years, my experts have too, that your brand is being defined in the marketplace. The question is not whether it's being defined. The question is who's defining it. Are you doing it? Are your customers doing it? Are your competitors doing it, right? You need to have a little more control over that. So words are being said in your organization about what's going on, and if you're not part of that conversation, you don't know what's going on.
Right. Well, and I think on the externally as well as internally, it works both ways. If you do a great strategy like you did in the last half hour with Rob on your marketing, but you don't share that strategy with the people that are doing the work,
right.
and they're making decisions mm-hmm. when you're not there that are counter to that strategy.
Or they think you're somehow withholding it from them.
Exactly. We wake up one
Which
day and
worse.
Wonder why nothing's working. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. So do you incorporate MBWA into this part of the process, management by walking around?
Well, I think so. Part of this is being present. And
yeah.
and being present at the point of activity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's management by walking around. The other thing that happens is, you know, obviously we can get locked up in our office, but we could be active in a part of our business, but not talking to the people that count. And it's as if we're not there. It's as
mm-hmm.
if we locked ourselves up in our office or went on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the danger that we're looking at. So whether this is in an actual meeting situation where you sit down across the table or you're doing it at a machine, you know, while you're processing work,
right.
You know, the concept is what's most important. The communication
well,
is what's most important.
And it also sounds like you're saying something that I... when I raised a couple of teenagers, when people ask me about how did I pull that off, I say, well, I wasn't necessarily the smartest guy in the world about it, but I did do one thing that I think was important. I made myself available. I showed up every day, and I made myself available to them.
Right.
Now, the truth is, they only needed me about 90 seconds a week. But I didn't know when that 90 seconds was going to be.
Exactly right.
Right? So I had to show up and make myself available. Isn't that kind of what you need to do with your employees?
Exactly right. And I think we have less control over our time and our schedule the higher we go in leadership, because we have to be there. That's an important piece. If you want to carry the analogy further with the teenager...
Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought.
Sure.
Hold on to that. We're going to come back and pick right up with that after these messages. I need your website, Jim.
JimCantarucci.com.
Two C's on the end there, folks. JimCantarucci.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm sorry, 20 till the hour. 39 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.